The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
You notice the Frank Reich comments about Carson Wentz. Basically, I can paraphrase, but basically what Reich said was, if you turn on the film in 2019, that proved that Carson Wentz still had it. Your thoughts?
I just think that's not quite the sample you want to be going off. You're still believing in Carson Wentz. You know, at the time, I really did feel like high on those games. I'm not going to lie, because I thought, you know, Carson Wentz was kind of exercising his demons and reproving himself. But, you know, when you look at the context of those final four games in 2019, like, first of all, he wasn't absolutely like setting the world on fire. And I know the team was injured. He's working with practice squad players, but I think the coaching did really good down the stretch there as well. It wasn't just like the coaching was terrible and Carson Wentz was overcoming that too. I think there was a mixture of great coaching. Carson Wentz played well, and he did it against very bad NFC's teams. Like, those teams he was playing at the end of the season were terrible. And again, I'm not trying to take that away from him and saying he was actually bad, but I just wouldn't be like using that as the basis to be like, this is an elite player. And then ignoring like all of 2020, which was a huge issue. I think Carson Wentz, realistically, his 2019 season as a whole will kind of be like more of the player he is moving forward in the future than he is last year. But like, what is that? What kind of player is that? That's a player who I think the Eagles went 9-7 with that quarterback. And I think that's kind of where you're looking at, as opposed to more of like a, you know, a double digit win team regularly, you know, 11 wins, 12 wins, 13 wins. The whole Carson Wentz thing stats is funny because a lot of Eagles fans are like, well, why are you still talking about him? Well, guess what? People listening to this, I'm on a national podcast now, so I can talk about it and it's relevant and you can't control what I say. But yeah, I just think his comments, his own comments, like going beyond what Frank Reich had to say, what Carson Wentz had to say in his own introductory press conference last week. That's just a term that I want to introduce to the Oddcast audience stats called BLE, and that's big loser energy. And I just think Carson Wentz had a lot of that, because two main things from that press conference. He said a trade wasn't his control. False. That is just such a lie. He also said that the moment he knew, like, this might not be it with the Eagles anymore, was the moment he got benched. Like, almost to say that, like, the benching wasn't justified. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they didn't take questions from Philly writers at his introductory press conference, to me, that
they
did a really bad.
Stats. If you know a Philly beat writer, they are persistent. Nothing is not persistent. So they ultimately got in, but originally they weren't going to. Yes, you're right.
Right, and that to me, like, that's pillowy soft. Like, what do you do? You can't take a question from you're not even on the team anymore. What do you think he's going to do to you? He's not going to come up and strangle you. Like, answer the question. What are you afraid of? That is the weird part of this to me. And I didn't like what Frank Reich said either. Like, of course, if you ignore the bad things a player has done, they still look good. Like, the year before his final season, Peyton Manning threw 39 touchdowns. He looked pretty good. But then in 2015, he threw 9 touchdowns. But just, you can't just ignore the bad. I don't like that as an evaluation process. And I thought that Reich had an interesting quote too, where he talked about how basically the Colts are planning on drafting a guy this year. And then this Carson Wentz thing sort of fell into their lap. I don't know. I wonder if halfway through the season, Frank Reich isn't sitting on the sideline being like, man, why didn't we just draft a guy? I don't know. I don't think it's going to work.
I had heard some things, stats, before the Colts trade happened, that Frank Reich wasn't like 100% all in, like no questions asked. We got to get Carson Wentz no matter what. Like, Frank Reich has worked with Carson Wentz before. And I'm not trying to paint Carson Wentz as like this locker room cancer or this bad guy, because I don't think he is that. I don't. And I think I just think the issue is that he's entitled. And I think there's a level of arrogance there. And I genuinely wanted, in my heart of hearts, for him to be benched this season. I think I talked about it here in the Oddcast, in addition to BGN Radio. Like, I wanted Carson Wentz to be benched. One of the big reasons why is because I thought it would humble him. And I thought he would like be like, oh, I need to like really check myself here and look in the mirror and like change things up. But it didn't. It just made him think like he was wronged. And like, I think that's such a crazy takeaway from being, it's like, no, you weren't wrong for being benched. You deserve to be benched. If anything, you should have been benched way sooner than you were benched. It's so crazy to me. So it kind of hurts as someone who used to believe, not Jalen Hurts, but just, you know, regular Hurts, as someone who really did believe in Carson Wentz, it hurts to see that because, like, I want him to do well, not for the sake of the Eagles now, of course, but like as someone who used to believe in Carson Wentz, I wish he could get back to form. I think that would be great. It'd be great for the NFL as a whole. But I just don't buy that he's going to get there when he's not able to take accountability for what went wrong.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.